Hello, welcome. This is Sean Cullen, and this is the Sean Pod. Yes, it's been a while. I've been silent, crying in my darkened hole. And it's a dark hole, believe me. There's nothing in it that you could see. Some of it's chocolate brown, but most of it is quite black and inky. How are things where you are in this world? I can't know. How could I know? I hope you're not in Nepal right now, going, what the fuck am I doing here? Why did I move here? I love Nepalese food, but my love of Nepalese food has really come back to bite me on the ass, and in more ways than one. Woo, spicy. So I hope the people of Nepal are okay and recovering. What else is going on in your world? I don't know. I'm back in Toronto, just trying to get my crap together and start a new life, start a new day. And it's going okay. Pitching a bunch of different ideas, shows, problems. We're going to be doing some live pod things soon, hopefully, at the Comedy Bar. I would like to lick your eyes, put you in a bag, and shut your face with my nuts. That's not fair. Why would anybody like that? That would just be terrible. Are you okay? It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining, the squirrels are screaming, because I've put them in an acid bath. Oh, come on, blinds. There we go. I can see the sunshine. I can see out this window. There's a huge park, and in the park, children are playing a game of Beat the Elderly, which is a lovely way to burn off some energy after school. It's sunny. There's a tarantula making out with a horse. Huge tarantula or tiny horse. It's hard to tell from this perspective, how far away I am. What else is going on? I farted once, at least once today, and it was not pretty. It was not a pleasant thing. But I kind of think of gas as the ghost of the food you've eaten. It's food ghosts. So this place is haunted, I'm telling you. Haunted. It's a very immature thing to talk about, and I'm sorry. Now, who are you? Are you supposed to be someone great? I don't think you are. I'm going to take a look at what new music I've been listening to lately, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's called Belgium, the motion picture. I love Belgium. This is just the name Belgium makes me laugh, so... Let's see if I can share a little music with you. Oh, bloop. Let's see. Oh, look, it's your little mouth, Ricky. Why is it not opening? Oh, here we go. I've been listening to this new band, which is great, called... That's too slow. Lake Street Dive, which is great. I guess they're a band from Boston who all studied jazz school together. But her voice is great. If you just listen to it for a second. Unvarnished, and there's some they don't put a lot of effects on it. It just feels good. I like it. You know, I say you what, bumpy licky pulch. This Strange Trails is called Lord Huron. It's his new album. Let's hear it. See if they'll let me play it for you. It's so weird. Oh, actually, that's not the one I want you to hear. Isn't that nice? Lord Huron. This is is the night we met. It does remind me of the night we met. Remember that time? You were covered in cake and I was licking it off you. And then I said, hey, I'm Sean. I'm not the only traveler. And you said, oh no, don't touch me anymore. Who is not repaid is dead. This is great. I love this genre. I've been searching for a trail to follow again. This is kind of genre like Hozier and Father John Misty, and this guy, Lord Huron. They all seem to have that kind of spooky, you know, acoustics sound. I love it. I'm sure someone else could define it more perfectly, but I like it. Who else is here? The Glitterbugs. Glitterbug, the album from the Wombats. Why can't I see? Oh, here we go. This is called Emoticons. I'm not sure how I feel about it. Kind of Death Cab for Cutie feel. So keep your pants on, Ricky. Anyway, here's some interesting music for you. I hope you can touch your own butt with a firecracker. So what's going on in the world today? Let's take a look at the news. Anything wonderful? Baltimore's being burnt to the ground by people. Certainly it's a sad thing that someone died in custody. No reason to destroy an entire city. But maybe that's the kind of rage that exists in America. It probably is. I mean, the one good thing about Canada is we never owned anybody. I mean, I'm not saying there's no racism, but at least we didn't own anyone. Like, you couldn't just own somebody, and then they get angry about it. So, that's fair. I'm totally on board with you being angry for being owned. Oh, brother. What is going on here? What happened? Alright, let me see. A Canadian woman is helping her tiny village on her own during the quake. Are they going to cut jobs at the GM? It's great. After getting a big benefit from the government and a loan to stay around, they're going to cut 1,000 jobs. Thank you, heartless corporate assholes. Let's see. There must be something interesting going on. Here's an interesting story. Sofia Vergara, the star's ex, wants her frozen embryos. That's weird. Let's see. Detained at a Lego store. There was a boy who was detained at a Lego store for shopping without an adult. That's crazy. How old is he? Tag Dunlop loves Lego. Makes regular visits to the Lego store in Calgary's Chinook Center to buy it. But a few days ago, he was stopped by a security guard because he was in the shop without a parent. He's 11. The reason? He's under 12, according to the National Lego Store policy. He was required to be accompanied by his father at all times. What child safety scenario is there when it's not safe being 9, 10, or 11 in a Lego store? Well, who knows? Someone might build some shit at him. Who can tell? That's great. I'm just glad that people are taking a stance on these tough issues, because hell, what if children are buying Lego unattended? You know, that would make you crazy. People coming in, help. Let's see, what else is going on? There's nothing really interesting. Nothing. Oh my god! A squid has impregnated Princess Diana's mother. That's not true. I think she's a little old to be impregnated. Or if she's even alive anymore, I'm not sure. Do 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 do. Well, you know, I just wanted to get back in touch with you because I felt it was fun to talk to you for no real reason. And it was enjoyable, so I just wanted to continue. So I think I'm going to start doing this again. Hopefully it won't drive you insane, but we are going to have some full-on podcasts in front of live audiences. And I'm going to have a few more that are just recorded in studio with my little friend Mark Edwards. So touch my nub. I hope you enjoy it. I just want people to be happy. And that's all I care about. All I care about is if God comes to your house and makes out with your mom while you look on, screaming, "Why are you doing this, Mom? Why are you doing it?" Nobody knows. Nobody knows why you're doing it. You're just loving it. You're loving watching it. You want to kiss it. And I know you, you dirty pig. Okay, so have a wonderful day. Go where you have to go. Pleasure who you must pleasure. Take your pants off and show them to the poor and say, "Ha, don't you wish you had more of these?" They won't understand what you're doing, but I will. I'll be there. And I'll say, "Yeah, you did it for me." You know? What's happening? I'm going to put on my new watch. It's not a new watch. It's just old. But I called it new, so you think I'm a big wheel. And I have new things all day. And maybe I do. Maybe I should. I'm all new, all the time. You scumbags. That's not a nice thing to say to people. Why did I say it? I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sean Cullen. Thank you for listening to this little Sean pod. I'm briefly excited, and my pants are full. So keep yourself in order, and we'll see you again soon. Take it easy, squirrels.